Parag Vav, or is it Tarek Parag Vav, Seif Vav. We were learning last week from the Geras HaMusa of Rabbi Sol Salanta to help us understand what Rav Kook was saying in Seif Hey. How there's an aura of Torah, there's a light of Torah, that regardless of what subject in Torah the person is Isaac in, by the very fact that he's connecting to the aura of Torah, whether he's learning Halacha, Gemara, Tanakh, Nigla, Nister, the aura of Torah is so great that it accomplishes the goal, of course, depending upon the person's level of Lishma, and depending upon how much kachas he puts into the learning, but it accomplishes the goal of bringing him out, more and more, bringing him out from Ra. And that way of Sur Meira, all of Torah is a Sam Chaim, gives life, and all of Torah, regardless of other persons learning Halacha, Musa, Chassidus, whatever it might be, Gemara, Poskim, the Soros Hara, the removal of evil, is something that is accomplished through Limud HaTorah, regardless of what a person is learning. Because when a person throws himself into Torah, he's putting himself into that place of the Eitz HaChayim, which is machriya, the whole inyan of Tov and Ra, L'Tov, the Chayim. And that's what Torah is. It's an Eitz HaChayim, Hilo Machazikim Bo. However, in the world of Asei Tov, Rav Kook was saying, in that world of Asei Tov, in the different madrigas of growing closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, in that world of Asei Tov, there we find the chiluk between Dover Katan and Dover Gadol. Where Chazal tell us that that the Havayis of Abayi and Rava, that the learning of Nigla, the revealed aspect of Torah, that's called the Dover Katan compared to the Ma'ase Bereishis, Ma'ase Mekaveh, which is Pnimius HaTorah. So Rav Kook says that as far as that's concerned, to lift a person higher and higher to Madregas of Tov, there of course there's a chiluk between Dover Katan and Dover Gadol. That the Dover Katan, as great as it is, is not the same as the Dover Gadol of Pnimius HaTorah. So in Seif Vav, we continue. Look inside. Halimudim Hamaisiyim. The Limudim Hamaisiyim means the practical aspect of learning. What we learn, Shas and Poskim, Gemara, Halacha, the side of Nigla of Torah, Halimudim Hamaisiyim Heim Mezayna Shel HaNeshama. The Limudim Hamaisiyim, the practical Limudim of Torah, or the revealed Torah, is the Mezayna Shel HaNeshama. That's the food of the Neshama. That is the healthy diet of a Jew who through learning the Limudim HaMaisiyim builds a basic, healthy foundation for the soul. That's Halimudim HaMaisiyim Heim Mizayna Shel HaNeshama. Boinim Oysa B'chalokeha Boisa Hatzura Shehi Kevua Me'etzem Teva. And it builds, means these Limudim, the meat and potatoes of Torah, are boinim oisa b'chalakeha v'oisa atzura sheikvua me'etzem tiva. It works in the same way. It's the nature of a Jew. It's wired into the program of a Jew that when he learns Torah, when he learns these Limudim HaMaisiyim, that's his nourishment. That's not the nourishment of a guy. That's not what's prescribed for a guy in his diet. But the diet of a Jew, to build the nefesh of a Jew, to build a healthy Jew, his diet must consist must consist of a substantial amount of Torah. That builds a person. That builds a yid into a yid. It's the mezayna shel haneshama. It's the food of the neshama, and therefore it has to have a kviyas, and that's the etzem hateva. That's the actual nature. That's the nature of a Jew. Lahavdil, the same way that every human being needs to have a certain amount of carbohydrates, chayes, and proteins, all of that stuff, and he needs to have a certain amount of food and liquids in order to survive. The survival of a Jew, the mahus of who he is, me'etzem tiva, depends on this diet of limudim hamaisim. Kederach shahamazaynas agashmiyim bainim esagviyah. The way that physical food, mezaynas agashmiyim, the way that food builds, the way that food nourishes and builds the organs and the limbs of a body, which is itself a pella. Hashem's Baruch made the world in such a way. The whole inyan of achila and kedushas achila, which is itself such a pella, how that works. But that is what builds the gviya, that builds the body. So too, the limud of hamaisim build the healthy basis of a yid. That's aleph. Beis, v'ha'iyunim ha'elyoinim. Ha'iyunim ha'elyoinim. However, learning those things, iyunim ha'elyoinim, that are the more hidden, or the more, sorry, the word hidden, but the exalted, more pnimistike iyunim of Torah, hegyon hadayis, which includes deep thoughts, machshava. Is bainulus in Torah, in pnimius of Torah. Hegyon hadayis, ideas, concepts, hashira, poetry of Torah, song, poetry. There's beautiful, beautiful poetry. The generation is not being raised on Rabbi Yehuda Levi's poetry and on connecting to the Shira of Tyra. So Hegyon Deis Hashira, Vis'alus Haruach, the uplifting, those limudim of depth of Vis'alus Haruach. So these, Rav Kook says, Heim Avir Shel HaNeshima Asher LeNeshama. This is the oxygen. This is the air that the Neshama breathes. So limudim hamaisim, halacha shas poskim, and so on, that's the food of the neshama. And therefore, a Jew can live just with those limudim hamaisim. And we have friends like that, and we know people like that, and they're wonderful, beautiful people who are able to subsist on a diet. On a diet that consists purely of the limudim hamaisim. I wouldn't say purely, because even if a person's mavis sedra, it's what he did. But the limudim hamaisim is the focus of his attention in learning Torah, and that's the food. And with food, a person is able to survive. But the tachlis of our being in the world is not just to survive. The avira shel haneshama, the air, the oxygen of the neshama, the etzem achiyus of a Jew, is the iyunim ha'elyoinim. which the people who are completely devoted to the Limudim HaMaisim, they see the Limudim HaIyunim, the Iyunim HaLyonim, they see that as like a Viennese table. Like, you know, if you learn Maharal, or you learn Ramchal, that's like, oh, that's like dessert. That's like dessert. That's like a treat. Rav Kook says that's not a treat, and it's not dessert. That's the avira shel haneshima asher haneshama. It's the oxygen that the soul breathes to give chiyas. It's avira shel haneshima asher haneshama. Kol ma shiyeh ha'organ mechuk al b'mozn yosem avri. The more that the organism is supported by a healthy diet of limudim hamaisim, of practical revealed Torah, of Tanakh and Shas and Poskim, right? The more that the Yid is nourished with the healthy diet of the limudim hamaisim, of practical Torah, of revealed Torah, yikabel yoyse v'yoyse es ha-shefa ha-toiv sha-avir ha-torah mashpi'elov. He'll be more prepared to receive more and more of the delicious oxygen, the air, that he tries to breathe in with the Iyunim Ha'elyayinim. In other words, Rav Kook is saying that really you have to have both, obviously. You have to have both. On the one hand, for a person to just have the Limudim HaMaisim, so he's building the practical part of Torah, he's building the basis of a healthy soul. And that's why, of course, when we're dealing with children, the Limudim, consist 99.99% consists of the basics of Yiddishkeit, which is the Limudim HaMaisim. And one has to have that, regardless of how old you are. That has to be the significant part of one's spiritual diet. And it builds a healthy clay kibble, so the person should be a kli to receive the or, the light, and the avir, and the air of the neshama. The neshama is the word neshama, and the word neshima. I call neshima, neshima. I call neshama tahalel, because I call neshima, neshima. To breathe. There are people who are strong and solid and healthy, law-abiding Jews, but they're not breathing so well. Their breathing is somehow, their breathing has become irregular, or the breathing hasn't really, over the years, hasn't really developed, and the air that they're taking in is so little that despite the fact that as a result of eating a lot of Mishnayis and a lot of Gemaras and a lot of Shulchan Aruch and a lot of Tanakh, whatever else it might be, and despite all of the intake of the Limudim HaMaisim, there's still something that's in that person that's missing the chiyus of a Jew who supplements the diet with the Iyunim Elyonim, Pnimi Satire. On the other hand, Rav Kook ends and says, we realize that on the other hand, if a person Chalila would only learn the iyunim ha'alyayinim, if a person would only be learning the deeper pneumistic parts of Torah, so then we know that he'd be lacking the basic vitamins that are necessary for him to be a healthy, well-adjusted Eved Hashem. So we've seen this very often. The deficiency of a person who is either completely in the Limudim HaMaisim, or a person who is completely in the Iyunim HaAlyayinim. Neither of those are the Tachlis. That's not the Tachlis. The healthier person, of course, if it's a matter of one or the other, the healthier person is the person who has the regular diet of Shas and Poskim, and Tanakh, Chumash Rashi, and so on. That he doesn't breathe the neshima of the neshama, and somehow his growth has been stunted and his breathing is erratic. That's chaval. Of course, that's a tragedy. Not just that it's chaval. The other person who is only Isaac in Iyunim Elyainim, who ignores, God forbid, the practical Limudim Maisim of Torah, and throws himself completely into the Iyunim Elyainim, can become a person who is deranged, who's sick. But a person who could be Chalila Oiva Al Kol HaTorah Kula. Understand the danger of that. It's not necessary to explain the danger of that kind of a life, where the person is not getting any food, but getting tons and tons and tons of oxygen, but the body is starving. The body is withering away and dying. And he's hooked up like, you know, he's standing there like an Iraqi mound, breathing in the air. But the body doesn't have, there's the kalim, not the kalim to be able to process all of the air. So all of the air that the person's breathing, whatever it might be, the marals, the ramchals, or the zoyer, and the kisveri, all the air that he's breathing is not entering into a healthy body. And it could destroy the person. It could destroy the person. And certainly is not going to lift the person up to a place that's holy and pure. Only when we have both. But especially, he says, Kol ma she'yeh ha'organ mechulkal b'mazon yos ha'marvi. The healthier the person's diet is when it comes to the revealed part of Torah, to the limudim ha'maisim, to have always a kriyas in Gemara, for the guys obviously, for Gemara, Halacha, and so on, Chumash, the regular limud ha'maisim, to the degree that a person is healthy in that, so then Rav Kook says that the body then is a healthy body, it's a strong body, and a body like that, when it receives the neshima of the neshama through being connected to the supply of oxygen that comes, the chiyus that comes with the iyunim elyonim, that person will be able to receive, he says, yikabel yosef yosef hashefa hatov, he'll be able to receive more and more of the shefa hatov, of that shefa, shehaavir hatov mashpi'alav, that pure air of the inner dimension of Torah, that it's mashpiyat, and he'll be able to be makabal more and more of it. The person's not healthy, then he can't breathe that air. He simply can't breathe it. Zayin. Migdol haperech ba'ovir. Rav Kook begins this by referring to Gemara in Sanhedrin. You know that David HaMelech had teachers and advisors, people who were exceptionally great in Torah, but were not equally great on their madrigal, were not equally great in terms of their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Rav Ami says over there in the Gemara, that there were 400 questions. 400 questions that Doeg and Achitofel, had in learning. Ba'ayos, they had big dilemmas. They were great, great Talmidei Chacham. They were great geniuses in learning. And they had 400 deep questions in learning. And the Gemara there says that the questions that they had in learning were b'migdal ha-pereach ba'avir. Now the words migdal ha-pereach ba'avir literally means a tower, a migdal, that's flying in the air. B'migdal ha-pereach ba'avir. And the Gemara says that they had 400 ibayas in this inyan, in this sugya of migdal ha-pereach ba'avir, of a flying tower. They had 400 ibayas. V'lo'iv shadlehu chad. And they couldn't answer, they couldn't come to the solution, to the pshat, in even one of them. So they had 400 sveikas, Doeg and Achitofel, these great Talmidei Chachamim, had 400 sveikas in the inyan of Migdal Aperech Ba'avir. What is that inyan of Migdal Aperech Ba'avir? It's not clear what that is. According to one view, it's referring to the question, the issue of a person who goes to Chutz Laaretz, who's carried out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz in a teva, in a box. A migdal could also be like a fortress, it could be a container, like an aron. So there's a din of tumas, there's a gzeira of chazal, of tumas avir etzer amim, that the air of Chutz Laaretz is metame, it brings a tumah midrabanan for different reasons. It brings a tumah midrabanan, it causes a defilement, the air of Chutz Laaretz. So the question, according to this, is the person, this is Rashi, is the person who's carried out in a sealed box, in a migdal ha-pereach ba'avir, is that person nitma, does he become tame as a result of being in Chutz Laaretz? Or because it's closed, perhaps he's not tame with the air of Chutz Laaretz. There are other perushim, there are other explanations. That's what Rashi says over there in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Chagiga, connects this Indian of Migdal Perach Ba'avir to questions about the Migdal in Bavel, the Tower of Bavel in Bereishis. There is another pshat that Migdal Perach Ba'avir is referring to the letter Lamed, which has on top, that spitzel on top, that the tzura of the letter Aleph is the Migdal HaPereach Ba'avir. The Maharshal learns that these are questions that Doeg and Achitofel have regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash is called in Shirashim Kemigdal David Savarech. It's called a Migdal. Migdal David. The Tower of David. So according to the Maharshal, these complicated discussions that brought to there being hundreds of sveikas in the sugi was the sugi of the Beis HaMikdash. The sugi of the Beis HaMikdash, is called Migdal Perech Ba'avir, like a tower that's flying in the sky. It's a very mysterious Gemara. But the bottom line is, V'le'iv shat lehu chad. The bottom line is, V'le'iv shat lehu chad, that they couldn't answer these questions, not even one of them. Obviously, we're talking here about limudim pnimiyim, iyunim elyoinim. Something's going on over here with the Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir. Now, Rav Kook uses this term, Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir. He uses this term as referring to an airplane or a rocket. Something that is very, very great and is propelled through the sky. This Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir. Av she'ev shalan higay b'rum ha'avir. The Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir, let's call it for now, let's call it a rocket or a jet. This Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir, this flying fortress, this flying tower, even though it's possible to steer it, to direct it in the sky, Av she'ev shalan higay b'rum ha'avir, and they could bring it up to very, very, very high in the sky. Aval kosher lahasveis lechila drachim b'diuk hagun. But it's difficult to carve out specific drachim b'diuk hagun in a very precise way. Simply put, using our modern way of describing things, if a person is driving on it's not the same to be flying a rocket as driving on the highway that has three lanes or two lanes. You see that you have here, you're going on the road, so there are lines, and a person has a specific, exact mahalach, and he stays in his lane, he drives in his lane. Masha'enikain, which is of course not the case with a jet or a rocket, whatever that is, where even though it has the ability to rise to great heights, but it's lacking in the precision of having such precise control to be like in a particular lane or a street. It's not some aduyik. It's very big. And it goes very far, very, very, very high, and it has tremendous kaiches. But it's at the expense of the diuk hagun. It's not exact. It's not exact. When you're driving, if you go a little bit to the left, there's a little bit of the right, so there are other cars next to you if it's busy. God forbid, the tree or something else. It's the diuk. When a person is flying the Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir, again, Rav Kook uses it, but you'll see why he uses that term. When the person's in the Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir, he's flying to very great heights. But it's not B'diyuk Hagun. It's not in the exact, it's not an exact lane that you're in. It doesn't have kosher, the precision of a kosher lahasav is lechila drachim B'diyuk Hagun. You understand the mashal. What's the nimshel? Kein b'mahalchei haseichel hagvoyim b'tamei Torah. So too when it comes to the deepest aspects of Torah. When the mind of the Jew is connecting to the limudim, these iyunim elyoinim. So it means he's getting into a rocket. He's going into a rocket, into a migdal, which is perech ba'avir. And these thoughts, the mahalchei ha-serchel ha-gvoyim, these great, deep, exalted thoughts, this rocket of flying up to the highest heights in thinking about Elokus, thinking about the Rabbanu Shalom, thinking about the neshama, whatever it is. They can carry a person, they carry the person to very, very great heights. To the avir, to the highest places of the atmosphere of what it means to be a Jew. To the highest places. But, but it's very, very hard to find specific practical hadracha, to find a specific, particular, precise mahalach for each person, exactly that road. In that higher place of the avir, of the sky, up in space, you're going to have lanes. And up in space, as unbelievable, as breathtaking, as inspiring, as magnificent as it is, Rav Kook says, you need very great gvura to try to find a path, archais protiais, particular precise paths of how this person specifically should be guided. What lamaisa does he take out from this piece of the Zohar? What lamaisa in terms of his life as a Jew does he take out from this Maharal or Ramchal? It's very hard. To gvur yaser lahasis lahem arachais pratiyais, to find those precise pathways. Kasher achochma ha'anoishis misametzes gamkein lahasis drachim meduyokim b'mareches ha'avir. He says, we see that human wisdom is now involved in this. In Rav Kook's time, where aviation was already on its way. And he says that human beings using Chochmah Anoshes, trying very, very hard to find in the sky, to find up there, Drachim Meduyakim. Drachim Meduyakim is to find highways in the sky, to create Drachim in the sky, to become more Meduyak. Rav Kook says they're trying. Chochma Anoshes is trying very, very hard to find a way of being more precise in the highways, the pathways that it carves out in the endless open sky. G'doy lehi mailas doig v'achi teufel, the drisus ha-tayra. Let me say how the Gemara ends over there. So it must have been pretty frustrating, right? Because you have the greatest minds of the generation, doig v'achi teufel, and they're in the Indian of Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir, which we now see Rav Kook has his own original take on this. They're in this Indian of Migdal Perech Ba'avir, and they have 400 Ibayas, 400 big, big, big questions. Because they can't come to the L'ish L'uchad. They can't come to a precise resolution. They can't come to that point of exactly how it's to go. The end of the Gemara is, the end of that Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmana Liba Boy. It's the Gemara, that term many of you are familiar with. Rachmana Liba Boy means I guess paraphrasing, it means Rachman is Hashem. The Torah is Hashem is Rachman Aliba Boy. He wants our hearts. In other words, it's like Hashem puts his arm around the dog and he tells us, listen, fellas, you did your best. You know, you did your best. It's not, if you didn't get to the exact, specific, precise resolution to these ibayas of Migdal Perech Ba'avir, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his arm around them and says, but you know, Rachman Aliba Boy. The Iker is that you're trying. You're looking. The Iker is that you took off. You got off the ground. You were flying. So Mivel HaPerech Ba'avir. Mivel HaPerech Ba'avir, Hashem says, it's not the same as being on earth. The limitations, the healthy limitations of the Limudim Hamaisim of Limud HaLocha of Shas and Poskim creates the highways of life. Meaning, today, Mr. Shem, it's going to come time for candlelighting, then there'll be a time for Shkia, and there's Ben HaShmashas, Seisek Chavim. Each one of us, in a few hours from now, we're going to be on a specific road. And there's not one of us here that's going to say, you know, I'd like to be somewhere else right now. God forbid. Your friend will tell you. Someone will remind you, what do you think you're doing? So I said, I heard there's a big, you know, New Year's Eve sale. And I'm going to Macy's. I don't know if Macy's still exists. That's me. Yeah? Does? Oh. Okay. So I'm going to Macy's. So your friend will say, you know what today is? It's New Year's Eve. There's a big sale. So you say, the person says to you, are you crazy? It's 4:13. I don't know if candle lighting is 4:18. Huh? So the person says it's 4:19. 4:19? So I heard that in Macy's you can get for $3.99. What's 4:19? 4:19 means that's the time. So what's 4:19? What do I care? What's 4:19? The place is open till 9 o'clock, whatever. So he said, 4:19 is candle lighting. So the person says, oh, candle lighting. Listen, I didn't get into the Kisvei. I wanted to get into the Indian of candlelighting. I know it's a very beautiful thing. I didn't learn yet the Kabbalistic secrets of candlelighting, so I'm going to Macy's today. Because I didn't get to the Kabbalistic truth of lighting candles. Because that's absurd. We have specific lanes. Today, we coast into that world of Shabbos. We have the 4:19. And we go into the thing 4:19. You can go earlier too, a little bit, right? You go into that lane, and then you come to Shabbos. What does Shabbos mean? Shabbos. There's Kiddush. There's Davening. There's Kiddush. There's Lamatas Malachis. There's Deraisis. There's the Rabbanans. You're on the ground, and you move in those lanes. And you live in those lanes. It's safe. It's clear. If you have a certain suffix about it, you ask for the Psak. It's Dovah Shovel Chal Nefesh. It's the same for everybody. And you go in those roads. And that's how we live. That's healthy. That's good. That's normal. That's safe. Then you have this thing that's called Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir. The flying tower in the sky. Look how Rav Kook uses that term from the Gemara and gives it a whole new meaning. Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir. There's this great fortress, this great tower, this unbelievable palace that a Jew goes into when he's entering into the Iyunim Ha'elyayinim, the higher Limudim of Torah. He goes into this flying palace, the Enterprise. He goes into this palace. I don't remember the whole verse. To go where no man has gone before, yeah. So he goes into this flying palace, this Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir, which can take him to heights that he's never, ever, ever dreamt of, to places beyond anywhere he's ever been. He says, but be careful. Be careful. There are no roads over there. You don't have stop signs. One sec. You don't have stop signs. You don't have... It was like coming back in the blizzard the other night in the Simcha when you're looking for something on the highway and there's nothing there. And then when you look up, you just see a car that stopped this way. You know? There's nothing there. Usually you like the... And you, it was usually like that you have, you know, you have lights, but then you had a mazel, there was some other person in front of you that was going and you saw his lights. Normally you're so upset, I can't believe this traffic. You want to have the highway all to yourself, right? You want nobody on the highway. And then you see some other guy with the lights and you follow that guy. You might be all going off a mountain, you don't know. But you follow the guy with the lights and you're so happy, Baruch Hashem, there's another car on the highway. And then there's a third guy and you have your ready mezumen, and we're going. It's scary when there are no lanes, there are no lights, there's nothing. So the Migdal Perech Ba'avir creates 300, 400 svekas. Even if 400 is a very, very significant number, it has to do with the 400 people of Esav, Abimez, Ish, Imai. It's a big Indian in the Svarma Kedoshim, it's not for now. So 400 Ibayis. Because when you go into that, when you go to outer space, you don't have this like this. You don't have a Mishnah Brewer. You don't have a Rav Shulchan Aruch. You don't have an Aruch HaShulch. You don't have a Rav Moshe and a Rav Shabazan. When you go into that place of wide open space, so you don't have the clarity of the lanes, of the signs, of the lights, of the... of the directions, or tells you 5 miles from here, 10 miles from there, how to go here, how to go there. You don't have that. The mile of it is that you're unrestricted, unrestrained, unfeathered, feathered, to go fly. Mama, she could fly. You're free. You're in outer space. But you have to be careful. You know, like when the astronauts would go out, the worst thing I guess could happen to an astronaut is when he's doing stuff up there and he's got that thing attached to him, that they turn around to see that it's not attached anymore, to see his friends go like that. That could be the most horrible, if you think of something horrible that could happen in outer space. You know, when they have that thing in there, like it's holding them and they're repairing and doing stuff, if that breaks, uh-oh. So... it's scary. It's wide open space. It's meridic. It's inspiring. It's breathtaking. But it's frustrating. Because Rav Kook says, when you're in the Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir, you don't get the precision of what is this exactly to me? What is this exactly for me? You could be sitting tonight and learning a Noam HaLimalach, Kedushas Levi, Marv HaShemesh, whatever, and you're reading it a few times, and you feel like you got into the rocket ship, and you're in the Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir, and you're in outer space, and then when you're finished, you sit back, and you say, Ubechein, no. It's just like, what is that? I don't understand. How is this solving the Indian of my life? I didn't find Le'if Shel Huchad. Le'if Shel Huchad. I didn't come to one teretz. I didn't come to one resolution, so to speak. But how great is the maila of those Jews who are seeking the truth, who are taking those flights into outer space, who are courageous enough to go into the Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir and to take a journey. Sheheimidu bayis ba'oyois b'migdal HaPerech Ba'avir. That they came to these deep questions and dilemmas, the uncertainties of a dimension of reality where you don't have the clear lanes and stop signs and signals. Afal pishlei boli de maskana. Even though they didn't come to the maskana, le'if shelu chad, they didn't get to the maskana. They didn't come to a clear, precise, scientific maskana. Yikomokam hasofek Who has chala lepisroinim? The doubt, the uncertainty, is the beginning of the solution. Has sofek, to be mechapsim, to be mevakshim, to be journeyers, to take those trips, to fly, which creates more and more sveikas. But that's the haschala lepisroinim. How different it is from the person who's afraid to fly. The person who's afraid to fly, she's grounded, and he stays all the time. He does well, and he thrives on the healthy diet of ground transportation. He doesn't have any great journeys. He needs to have clear answers. He needs to address things in a very, very specific way. When you have these two people sitting together in the room having a conversation, it's always interesting. It's the Chochma Bina conversation, right? So this one's trying to show the other one something that he saw in the Likutei Moran. He says, and this guy, the guy that's learning the Likutei Moran, he's sitting there, he's like going out of his mind. And you can almost see like the... And then he tries to talk to the Limudim HaMaisim guy and says, do you see this? Do you see this? And the guy looks and he says, I don't know what he's talking about. Do you see this? He says, I don't know what he's talking about. It doesn't matter. So then the ones who don't have Derech Eretz, Hashem Yirachem will say, there's a lot of fluff and all these different things. Like there are people here in the shul who told me that I mentioned this last week, that they don't want, when are we going to finish with all the Bilvavi stuff and Das Hashem and get back to the, you know, the regular stuff? They don't hear it at all. They can't hear it at all. That's not even talking about, it's not even Pnimius, but they can hear it at all. They say, come around, come with me, I'm going for a trip to outer space. You're nuts. I'm not going with you to outer space. Taking a bus. Taking a bus. Train. I don't go. I'm afraid to fly. So if Kuk is saying, ay, 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 the Migdal HaPerech Ba'Avir. The Migdal HaPerech Ba'Avir. At the end of the Gemara says, Rachmona Liberboy. That the Rosh Hashanah has deep love, great love for those Jews who take those trips. Even though they don't get Le'ifsh Luchad. They didn't get to the end. Because it's very hard. Like Rav Kook said, it's very hard to have in those limudim, in the Yiyun and Mahalyam, it's very hard to have clear mahalchem. There's a sefer that came out a few years ago. It's called Emuna Lemaisa. That's the title. It's a very nice sefer. He gave it a catchy title. It's called, it's a nice sefer. It's called Emuna Lemaisa. But everybody knows that if you be'emes emamim, there's Emuna Lemaisa. What he meant to say is how to put, you know, how to use different situations in life and how to apply certain inside this moment, which is a very, very beautiful thing. It's very helpful. But when a person has that hergish of ahava, so also to say, ahava l'maisa, you spoke about the Encyclopedia of Love, right? Mm-hmm. The journey. Zachmona Liberboy. You know what I mean? You want this?
Oh, right, yes. Still, the question is, so why did they lose Chelek Olam Haba?
Say, there were other inyonim, but Dog and Achi Teufel. It's not the whole story. We're not going to go into that now. It wasn't because of this that they lost Olam Haba. It wasn't because... Because there's a danger if you become detached. That's what we were learning about before. When you go to outer space, if you don't stay connected to Shulchan Aruch, if you don't stay connected to the Tzaddikim, then that thing becomes untethered, becomes detached, and then you can lose everything. So something happened to them. We're not going to that now, but something happened to them, because I'll talk about it. Something happened to them. But it's not for that journey that they're not blamed for the journey. They're not blamed for that. Adrabba, they're admired. That's not the problem. That's not the problem. Arba nichnasu l'pardes. So Rabbi Akiva went b'shalom, nichnas b'shalom v'yotza b'shalom. Not everybody can do that. And there needs to be obviously great care taken. That's why first Rav Kook says Sivav, the Limudim Hamaisim, before you have the air, before you go to the outer space, I guess. You have to be careful. The Limudim Hamaisim. Yeah.
If it seems that today you have aviation, you have there are lanes, for instance. It's like the planes.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. They
well, they have GPS and radar and all that stuff.
They have all that stuff. It's as if the airplanes themselves have the instrumentation in order to navigate, so they can be very precise about where they're going. But we are like taking our cars into the air, where the instrumentation
right.
is not suited for that. It's
That's
suited
right.
for the road.
That's a good muscle. That's
so
right.
Here, so, and Rabbi always says that yeah. we don't have the kelim to understand.
That's right.
You know, the higher thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and perhaps some of these forum help us with some level of instrumentation to navigate.
Good. So it's a very good muscle. It's like taking a car out, and you don't have the. It's a very good muscle. The main thing is that a person is humble, that a person is an anuv. It's very dangerous to take journeys without humility, because if you don't have the humility to acknowledge how lost you could get. And how desperately in need you are of back home, of home base. Right, Shulchan Aruch, Shas, Poskim, and the Minhagim of Yiddishkeit. So you have these people. You can go to any of the. You see these the New Age Yiddishkeit. You know you have these Kabbalah, New Age, you know, all these things, the New Age stuff. So there are people that are trying to go into Migdal Perech Ba'avir, so they're wonderful people. They're trying to get into Migdal Perech Ba'avir, and they want to go to outer space, and they don't want to look back. They don't look back. Not only does that ruin their life, but it oftentimes ruins the marriages, other stuff. So let's go over the sentence. Kein b'malach hesech ha'gvarim b'tayim etorit tzorech gevura yaseir l'hasus l'hem or Arachis Pratius. You have to try as hard as you can, right? You do your best to try to carve out ways. Yeah, you have to try as hard as you can. Kasha Chochmeh Anoish Mesametz Gamkin L'Hasas Drachim D'Yachim Merech Sovet. The same way that Chochmeh Anoish means science is trying the best that they can to become more precise out there, so too in our Limudim, in our Yunim El Yainim, one has to try to be, to do whatever we can to make whatever ma'amatz he can.
So I guess what my confusion is Rav Kook saying that just as like the science of the plane of aviation is becoming more precise, so too our learning of Yisker has to be precise and create precision, which I'm confused about how, let's say Rebbe's example, how learning Kedushas Levi is going to tell me whether I could, you know, open a bottle or...
No, but we see that. No. It doesn't mean about opening a bottle. But Shumi, that's a very good thing. I'm glad you said, because that's exactly what's happening bizmanenu. Until now, it's an interesting thing. Until now, it was like wide open space. So it's all the Sforim HaKadoshim, and just you're out there. But look what's happening now. As science is trying to carve out more precise highways up there and so on, so too we see all the Sforim that are coming out. That's exactly what the Bilvavi is about. That's exactly what all these Svarim are about that are coming out in the last 100 years, really. That is taking Kedushas Levi, and you see that the Svarim are building. You'll take the Sichas of Rav Tzimaya. So what's Rav Tzimaya doing? Rav Tzimaya is taking. There's a sentence that you saw in the Kedushas Levi, and that sentence in Kedushas Levi was just like a Friday night treat, and you know it was like this nice thing out there. And then Rav Tzimaya will take out that sentence and he'll beat you with it over and over. When I say beat, I mean kiss. He'll kiss you with that over and over and over, that same sentence from Kedushas Levi, and then what? And he's taking that Kedushas Levi, and he's helping you get to a precise place. where, whatever it is, in Shavavim, in Zayis Chanukah, Shabbos, Tfilah, I think that's exactly what's going on. In other words, every effort's now being made as we're getting closer to the end, and we need to have better, or not better, because we're so lost, you need to have better signs. Like, I have a terrible sense of direction, I've spoken about that, I'm not embarrassed, it's just, that's how it is. I have a very bad sense of direction. So, like, now is Baruch Hashem is the GPS, but in the pre-GPS, I don't even know how, like, I'm always wondering how I ever got anywhere. If my wife is with me, I know, but if my wife is not with me, I never got anywhere. Because I'm the kind of person that needs the signs to say, listen here, you idiot. Not just to say, like in a sort of a, this nice thing about, you know, 14 miles, the highway. I said, stop, you idiot. Think here for a second. Were you ever here before? Yeah. You were here before. Did you go this way? I don't remember. Think more. How did you go? I don't remember. You know, as in the earlier days, same thing when it comes to even alumnus. What are all the sonnet coming out now? There are no chidushim. Very, very little chidushim. But we have chidushim. You go to the farm store, you see Baruch Hashem every day. So the new sonnet coming outside in Nigla and Sinister, it's not the originality. It's the signs. Simanim baderach. The clearest street signs. Because we can't travel like that. We get so totally lost. So the Svarim that are all coming out in learning, in Nigla, what do you have? The Oiz V'Hadar, but they're putting out the Gemaras. You know what I'm talking about. The Masifta Gemaras. I look at this and also I say the same thing. Have they ever learned without the Masifta? It's unbelievable, the Masifta Gemara. It's unbelievable. The signs have to become clearer. And as science is misamex, to be more precise, so too Torah, that Hashem is sending tzaddikim, who have the ability to carve out clearer roads and to put up signs in Shemayim for personal goals and to Migdal Perach Ba'avim. But at the end of the day, with all of that, there's sfeikus. And sometimes you feel that with everything, lo yivshal hukad, I didn't get to one clear, crisp, conclusion. That a person goes into the Migdal Perach Ba'avir, as long as he's always, of course, with a healthy, stable diet of the Mudim HaMaisim. So what Chuk is saying is that this is Afa Pish Leibo the Maskana Mikol Makom HaSafiku HaSchola LePisroinim. The Safik, the question, the doubt, and searching for that is the beginning of the solution, as opposed to a person that doesn't care. He's just ground transportation. He has to have everything spelled out like that, and so he doesn't have any suffix. He doesn't have any piston. He doesn't go to that place. He doesn't have the question. Doesn't have the answer. There's no question. It's nothing. The person who goes into the rocket, the person who takes that journey, and he's torn by certain sveikas that are not being resolved. But Rav Kook says that's the beginning of the solution. The trip, the journey. That's the beginning. And there are things that only Eliyahu Navi will come at the end to label, to clarify, to say them. But what would life be like? I don't understand what life could possibly be like without taking those trips. What could life be like? So these people need to take different trips, you understand? So they go on vacation, they have to go somewhere else. They drink too much by kiddush. I don't know what they do. But how? Every person has to have a Migdal Perach Ba'avir, otherwise a person doesn't have air. If you imagine, that these people were stuck on the train for 8 hours. You heard about this? In the blizzard, they were stuck for 8 hours. I don't know what happened, but the train couldn't move, I guess. I don't know what's going on. So they were stuck there for 8 hours on the train. That's a pretty horrible way to live, to be your whole life on ground transportation. Just to live your whole life like that on the train, in a tunnel on the train. So you think, as you have, if the air conditioner is working, and you have a little box of Tam Tams, So you're okay. That's Rachmanis, to live that way. But that's how most people live. On the A train, with a bus of tam-tams, in a dark tunnel. That's it. When Mashiach comes, whoa, like we saw this morning, we're learning. Okay, it should be soon.